Mina is a place through which Hajj pilgrims walk on the morning of Eid al-Adha and stone the devil. There are five main routes to Jamarat, which include King Faisal Street, Al-Johara Street, Sohel Arab Street, 204 Street and 206 Street. The tents of Iranian pilgrims are located in the farthest area to Jamarat. The best way to Jamarat for Iranian pilgrims are 204 Street and Sohel Arab Street. Thursday, 22nd of September. The Hajj pilgrims go to the tents after coming back from Arafat and Muzdalifah. After a short break, they go for the stoning of the devil. This year, the Saudi police led the Iranian pilgrims to 204 Street. There are two side routes to this street which play a vital role. 223 Street, which is used by African pilgrims to enter 204 Street. 215 Street, which is used in emergency situations to lead the pilgrims to Sohel Arab Street. 8 a.m. The pilgrims enter 204 Street slowly. At first, there was smooth traffic. At 8:30, the traffic got heavy. At 8:45, the traffic came to a complete standstill. 50 Iranian caravans were in the middle of 204 Street. Every year, police would lead the pilgrims to Sohel Arab Street by blocking the top of 204 Street. They would also open 215 Street to transfer the pilgrims to Sohel Arab. 9 a.m. The temperature reaches 47 degrees Celsius. There's a crowd in 204 Street. The pilgrims are being crushed. But still, the police lead the pilgrims to 204 Street. More importantly, African pilgrims enter 204 Street from 223 Street, but still 215 Street, which goes to Sohel Arab, is closed. Strangely enough, the 204 exit is blocked by police cars. Breathing has become difficult for the pilgrims. Those who are in the street try to reach the tents to be able to breathe. 9:30 a.m. The pilgrims pass out due to being exhausted, the terrible crowd, being thirsty, and high temperature. 10 a.m. Some pilgrims pass away and lay scattered on the ground. In such circumstances, many say their shahadatain. Voices are slowly dying down. A helicopter is flying in the sky. And yet, there is no spraying of water. 11 a.m. Rescuers from different countries can hardly save some of the injured pilgrims. 12 o'clock, noontime. Finally, some Saudi rescuers are in the area. The injured pilgrims are transferred to the hospital very slowly. 1 p.m. More police forces are on the ground and the area looks more like a security zone. Doctors and rescuers of other countries are banned from entering the area. There are still many injured pilgrims on the ground. 4 hours later, 5 p.m. Dead bodies are still on the ground. There are critical questions about this incident. Saudi Arabia has had the experience of receiving 5 million pilgrims. Then why did such a tragedy happen this year, even though the number of pilgrims was only 2.5 million? Weren't the footage of many security cameras on the street being monitored in the control room? Why was the 215 side exit not opened at 8 a.m.? Despite heavy traffic in 204 Street, why was the end of 204 Street still closed by police cars while there was a stampede in the street? Why were the entering routes to 204 Street not closed and pilgrims were constantly led to the street? There's a civil defense center and a fire station in 204 Street which are equipped with water sprays. But why wasn't water sprayed onto the crowd? Why were rescuers from different countries not allowed to identify the corpses immediately? Why wasn't there any help for those who could have been saved by being given drinking water? These are just some of the many questions which the world of Islam is asking about the Mina catastrophe, and which the Saudi government should answer.